Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About 3 hours from kickoff of Bears and Commanders coming up on Monday Night Football. It is a game day edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 6:30. At that point, myself and Denton Day, we'll continue to get you warmed up for Bears and Commanders with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show on 106.7 The Fan, as well as right here on the Team 980. Right now, though, I want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. Our pal J.P. Finley dropping us a line as he is out at Northwest Stadium getting geared up for Commanders and Bears. J.P., are you staying dry out there, my friend?
Varying levels of success. It's definitely wet. It's definitely windy. I don't know that it's going to hold through the game like this, but I think from a straight football perspective, the wind would be the bigger factor than the wet. It's more of just like a persistent drizzle. Like, it's more like annoying rain than it is impactful. But the wind is swirling, man. So something to kind of keep in mind, especially, more and more of these kickers take long field goals. So
very true.
Something to keep in mind. Yeah.
What's the atmosphere like out there, man? Are people already starting to tailgate? I saw you tweet out a picture. Some dude was out there 7 hours before kickoff. I know people are nuts about this thing. JP, I don't know if you knew this number. Washington wins tonight. They improved to 10-2 at home under Dan Quinn. Do you think the Burgundy and Gold faithful do their part tonight?
The thing that matters to me, though, if they win tonight, they're tied for the division, right? I think they win tonight. Beavis got mad at me about this earlier. I think they win tonight, but I'm worried about Dallas next week.
JP, this is why you know ball, brother. I'm on the exact same page with you because Dallas has a kick-ass offense and a kick-ass offensive line. But go ahead.
Let's worry about tonight first. The atmosphere here is pretty good. I'm just walking down on the field right now. There are a bunch of Bears fans and some guy dressed up like Mike Ditka. Players are just starting to kind of come out and do their warm-ups. The equipment staff's walking around with the green dot helmets, testing those. So it's early. Dude, when you said it in the intro, there were 3 hours till kickoff. Kind of made me realize how long I'm going to be here. But I expect an awesome atmosphere. They're giving away these there's multiple guys dressed up like Mike Ditka. How about that?
Well, there we go.
they're giving away. They do them for, like, concerts. They did it last year in Detroit for the divisional round where everybody gets this little light attached to their wrist, like a little bracelet with a light on it. And I do think a Rare Essence is performing live out in Legends Plaza right now.
There we go. We got some go-go bumping. It's a vibe tonight at Northwest.
Yeah, dude, I think the blackout will work. The fans I see so far, it looks like everybody's wearing black. And, the ownership has invested some pretty good stuff here. College stadiums were the ones that first did this, where after a score or a big play, they do this crazy stuff with the lights. So I think there'll be some of that tonight, which should look pretty cool for a night game.
Super duper excited for it. Let's get into some of the X's and O's, JP. I have my concerns about this Commanders defense, despite what they did last week out west against the Chargers. Caleb Williams leads the National Football League in terms of time to throw, yet he's pressured at the fourth lowest rate. And amongst the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, he's sacked at the fourth lowest rate. Do you trust this Commanders pass rush to handle their business tonight? Because that, to me, is the key.
I agree with you, that being the key. Dan Quinn said a few different times, everything starts with Kinlaw and Payne. And I think it's vital for Washington to get pressure and to get pressure with their front and not have to rely on the blitz.
Yeah.
We'll see if they're able to do that. Certainly, in the wins, their front has been really good. In the three wins, their defensive front has set the tone. In the two losses, they've lost in a lot of scrimmage and eventually lost the game poorly. And they're really poor defensive efforts. Caleb will go off schedule if you force him to, and that's to their advantage. He's been really good, though, against the blitz. I think he deserves credit for that. I think working with Ben Johnson has been helpful with him for that. So you've got to generate pressure from the front. Armstrong's been really good. I'd like him to be really good today. You know what I mean?
Right.
I always say this. There's a cottage industry of people making lots of money to convince you how complicated football is. The reality of this sport is if you win in the line of scrimmage, you're going to win the game.
Pretty much, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Right now by our pal JP Fidley. You can check him and B Mitch out. Weekdays 10 to 2 on 106.7 The Fan. And then starting on November the 3rd, you can check out the fellows on the Monumental Sports Network as well. Congratulations to you two for that, JP. I want to get to this Washington offense. And the big conversation this week, to me at least, has been their inefficiency on third down. They're 29th in the NFL on third down to start the year. If they cannot sustain drives tonight, I think it puts this defense in a bad spot. JP, when you go back and look at it, when you think about Washington's shortcomings on third down, is it an execution thing or is it more to do with some of the penalties that they've gotten pre-snap?
You know, it's hard to kind of summarize it with any one thing, especially through five games. One quarterback starts two of them, another guy starts three of them. They really, some of the games where it's been terrible on third down, they've been unable to run the ball. And then you're in bad down and distance. The penalties haven't helped either. You know, a guy that really helps on third down is Zach Hurst.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been too involved the last couple of weeks, so you'd like to see him be a big part of the game plan tonight. They're aware of it. I think that you don't have Jaden for the games is going to impact your third down numbers. Yeah. But even in the L.A. game where they played really well for three quarters of that game, they still weren't great on third down. So this offense is best when it's in rhythm. That requires first downs. That means you got to convert some things.
As far as who is going to get the bulk of the load in the backfield tonight, how do you see that the carry split shaking out here? We know Chris Rodriguez has been nicked up, hadn't practiced all week, has been on the injury report. Do you expect that to equal more Bill?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's twofold. One, C-Rod's been on the injury report. But two, Bill has earned more opportunity. you know, I think anybody that watched last week especially, you got to give that young man the ball. Last week he finished with 15 touches, I believe. I think you'll still see definitely McNichols tonight. But, yeah, I think Bill has earned to get more and more of the work. I think they're still challenging him to be better off the ball, right, and pass pro and blocking and all those other things. But you got to – the kid's electric with the ball in his hands, so you'd be crazy to not – I mean, I'd like to see him closer to 20 touches, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like 15 carries, 4 catches. But, yeah, Bill's got to be a factor. I'm watching McNichols warm up right now. I haven't seen Chris. I saw Bill walking in. I haven't seen him out on the field yet. But, yeah, dude, Bill has proven he can get it done in this league with more work, and I think they'd be crazy not to do that again tonight.
I know this was brought up this past week when DQ addressed the media. Jordan McGee last week played his career high in snaps, was super impactful. You can see him – super speedy guy that looks like he shot out of a cannon. The play speed is what they really love about him. Was that game plan specific, you think, JP, or are we going to see more of him tonight because the Bears run as much 12 personnel as anybody, allowing for Washington to match with that third linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chargers had a lot of multiple tight end sets, and that was part of it. I also think organizationally they've been talking about McGee since the summer. I mean, they liked him last year and he dealt with some injuries. So I think some of it is game plan, but I also think similar to Bill, it's prove your worth and your number gets called. And I thought McGee did that last week, and I'd expect to see a healthy dose of him again tonight. Now, we're not talking Bobby and Frankie are going to stay on the field.
Yeah.
I think you see more of that 4-3 look, and I think it worked for him last week.
All right, JP, we'll let you go with this, my friend, because it sounds like a madhouse there at Northwest Stadium. Your prediction.
A constant sound check down here.
I'm about to say it's been raucous thus far. But how do you think tonight plays out, your final prediction for Bears and Commanders? Do the Commanders get off of this roller coaster or what?
Yeah, I think Washington wins tonight. I think they'll be ready for the bell. And I think they did a good job tonight, and everybody's focused on Dallas. You know what I mean? Like, it's an important game for Washington to kind of reclaim their role in the NFC. You know what I mean?
There we go.
And I think they got to get this win.
Look, I agree with you. My Monday morning headline, JP, is Washington established themselves as the bullies of the NFC. Run the damn ball. Run the damn Bill. That is our pal J.P. Finley joining us live from the very noisy Northwest Stadium. J.P., we hope to hear from you soon, my friend.
Well, no, that's a Tuesday morning.
You're right. That is J.P. Finley giving us some time live from Northwest Stadium. Holy hell. That was so loud. Hopefully it means you all are going to be loud out there. About 3 hours away from kickoff. From the game of the year for the Washington Commanders, Washington looking to put together their first win streak of the season and then improve to 10-2 at home under Dan Quinn. And as JP mentioned, more importantly, with a win tonight, the Washington Commanders atop the NFC East. 301-230-0980 is the number. Want you to begin to line up on the phones for this. Burgundy and bold, your bold predictions. For Monday Night Football, Commanders and Bears, Washington looking to put together their first win streak of the season. Give me your burgundy and bold prediction for tonight at 301-230-0980. Your call's on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.